Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. My name is Gary McCants, the producer and host of Challenges of Faith radio program. First and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge the listeners and thank you for joining. Dr. Crystal Green Brown, professor, speaker, and number one best-selling author. Dr. Chris is a spiritual life coach certified in career development, health, nutrition, and higher education instruction. Dr. Chris is also a number one best-selling author of the book, Visual Prayer, How to Create a Spiritual Vision Board, and an online marketing professor at Lean College in New York. Dr. Brown, welcome to Challenges of Faith radio program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I am honored and humbled to be a guest on your show today.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on. First and foremost, how are you and your family?
Everyone is well. I think we're pretty much in the same position as everyone else is right now. The holidays are approaching, and we would love to be with family, but we've decided that we're just going to do the immediate, you know, household situation. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're all well. We're just eagerly anticipating this pandemic to be over. So, fortunately, that two vaccines have been announced. And, I really hope that the vaccines will turn things around for the country, well, for the world.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Brown, what were your aspirations while growing up?
I guess I always wanted to be a teacher. When I can remember playing school with my sister when I was a little girl, and little did I know that I would, you know, end up being a professor. I was actually a grade school teacher for a little while, and I knew that I enjoyed that. I just don't think that school-age children was the right audience or the right school age for me. I needed I needed a more mature audience, so... Mm-hmm. It was during that process that I realized, yeah, I really enjoy teaching, but maybe I need to go back to school and pursue this a little bit more seriously and obtain a PhD.
Well, at least you had an audience to practice with.
Yes, I did.
All right. When attending and graduating from various colleges leading to today, what colleges were they, what degrees, and why those specific field of studies?
So I actually started off, so I'm from Akron, Ohio, and I started my undergrad in Akron, but I completed my undergraduate degree at Bowling Green State University, which is also in Ohio. And throughout that process, I probably changed majors I don't know how many times, but I ended up with a liberal studies degree with a concentration in music. Actually, most of my undergraduate coursework is in music. And then the other part was in fashion merchandising. So the musical part is music composition. So what I think few people know about me is that I love to write, and I love to write songs, and I actually have quite a collection of songs that I've written, but I have not published anything other than I think one song was released. But that's another show, another topic.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
That was
a powerful topic, too.
So... So my, my next degree was a master's, and I obtained that from the University of Akron. So I actually went back to Akron and pursued a master's in in fashion, and that was specifically clothing and textiles and communications. And then I went to Kent State, and I earned an EDS, which is post-master's degree, in higher education administration, and then my doctorate in curriculum and instruction with a concentration in career development.
So,
quite a few. Quite a few degrees.
When you looked at those grade school kids. So when you looked at those grade school children, you made sure that when you started your sojourn, that it was truly going to be diverse, and it has truly been and continues to be.
Yeah,
at Kent State. No, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I didn't really anticipate going the whole nine yards, so to speak. When I was completing my undergraduate degree, actually I was in my last semester, and I received this letter from Bowling Green saying, well, you have phenomenal grades. We're going to offer you a scholarship, a graduate assistantship to get a master's free. And at that time, I had never heard of graduate assistantship. And I was really just surprised that graduate assistantships existed and that I could get a graduate degree free. So, because I was really looking forward to just graduating and having school behind me. So I think that was what pretty much set the journey from, okay, not only can I be the first person in my family, so a first-generation college student, to obtain a bachelor's, but I can take that one step further and obtain a graduate degree, and it'll be free. So that's what pretty much started the journey. And my PhD, because I was working at Kent State at the time, my doctorate was also free, and so was my EDS. And all of my certifications, I didn't even mention those, all of those except for one, my certification as a career coach, were also free. So when I think how God has blessed me with education, there are opportunities available to us. We just either need to know how to pursue them, or we need mentors to guide us through the process. Because education, obviously, is a tool that can get us ahead, but there are really opportunities for us to obtain those degrees in a very affordable way that I, like I said, I had no idea was available. So I'm so thankful.
So in reality, what you're sharing for all of us globally is the fact that understand the knowledge that's before you, and when you understand it and then apply it, then you can walk in it, because it's through that knowledge and understanding that's leading to that wisdom, so that you grow, and like you're doing, that we'll hear about, and causing growth for others in their individual lives.
Oh, absolutely.
At Kent State, you developed a unique career identification model. First and foremost, congratulations. What was
Thank
it?
Thank you.
And what is it used
So the career model actually goes back to when I mentioned earlier, when I was an undergraduate student, I had no idea what I really wanted to do. I had an interest in teaching, but I changed majors multiple times. And I really do think that a lot of us, when we go to college, we don't know for sure what we want to do, and we change majors often. And primarily that costs us, because that changing of majors adds to the longevity of when we're in college and we're taking more courses. So having said that, the career model, the unique identification model, is first of all, it's a career exploration model. So it introduces people who take this or go through the assessment process. It introduces you to various careers that you're best suited and equipped for based on your unique skills, your talents, your interests. And then it kind of narrowly defines what you should consider your dream job. So it is a dream job identification model. And it uses various assessments and also unique questions to kind of cultivate this whole picture and then manipulate it into a narrowly defined idea of what you specifically should consider as your dream job. And it's very successful, let me say. So that was my dissertation. All of the participants had 100% results. If you actually look it up, look up my dissertation results, it has been downloaded thousands of times. So it's a very effective model, and I use that model now as the basis for my business.
All right. Did you maintain trade secrets behind all of that as well?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of the information is actually published in my dissertation, but there is some information that is not. So you will actually have to hire me as your coach in order to obtain that information.
That's right. And you should be paid for your knowledge. And the reason why I ask that, I remember, and I love giving people free knowledge so that they can grow. But I also remember an attorney coming to me one day, and he said, "Gary, I know that you like helping people, but the information that you are giving out has helped a lot of people around the country. Can you kind of do a trademark at the same time so that while helping others, you're helping you unselfishly?" That was the reason why I posed that question.
Okay, that's
Dr.
a good
Chris,
point.
Dr. Chris, you were an associate professor at the South University at the Art Institute of Charlotte. What courses did you instruct, and how were you able to successfully help seniors?
So primarily I was hired as a research expert and a textile expert. So again, my master's is in textiles and clothing and textiles. So I instructed all of the textile courses. I instructed some of the general fashion courses, the visual courses. But I also instructed the research courses. So when you ask how was I able to help seniors, I was the person who instructed the senior research courses. So it's sort of like dissertation, but on a thesis level. And so all the students upon graduation would be responsible for conducting research. And the level of research that came out of the Art Institute at that time was phenomenal. Just their genius of being able to share their intellectual ability and their creative knowledge and fuse that together into a research topic was amazing, and I was thrilled just to be a part of that in some way. Those years at the Art Institute was a wonderful opportunity for me because it was the only time during my tenure as a professor that I was actually an associate professor. From there, I started working at for a brief moment of time. And currently, I'm at LIM College. And all three of the institutions are completely different, even though primarily they're all fashion is fashion colleges, or fashion is the foundation of the three schools, or the impact of what I'm responsible for teaching, I should say.
You know, without picking on those grade school children, I know that somewhere they're reminding themselves of the knowledge that you presented to them, because I'm sure while giving them instruction, you told them to explore and do their research, and there was someone in that classroom who desired to grow. They wanted to go and take the cookies from the top shelf, bring them down, and make it clear for not only themselves but others. And that appears to be what you have been doing and continue to do, because God continued to give you favor at the Johnson & Wales University. What was your role, and what types of curriculum did you design and teach?
So, again, Johnson & Wales, I kept saying fashion and fashion, but Johnson & Wales is known as their culinary school. I think that's their claim to fame. I brought during a time when Johnson & Wales was in transition, and it probably still is. When we think of higher education in general, the entire landscape of higher education has changed dramatically. So the school, as I mentioned, has been going through a huge transition. I was primarily responsible for assisting the other professor with the fashion. One of my other roles that I really enjoyed was I shared a retail course, and I created a career exploration course because that's my area of expertise. So through that course, I helped to expose students to different specific career areas in the retail landscape and share with them that there is a way that you can specifically identify your dream job. One of the things that I enjoyed the most is some of those students were able to create these dream job boards, and their dream job boards are now used as examples in my book that became a number one bestseller, Visual Prayer. And so when people purchase that book, if you go to the last chapter and look at little samples, you'll be able to see examples from my students from Johnson & Wales University. And I had to tailor it under the auspices of dream job, but the concept is the same. When you create a goal for yourself, you know, there's four steps that you go through in order to achieve that goal. So Johnson & Wales was a great opportunity for me to help students specifically identify this can be your dream job. This, like anything else, you know, it's a specific goal, and these steps that you need to take to achieve it.
Crystal, did you ever envision that you would one day be using and practicing your degree from the Thomas Edison State College?
Well, before I graduated with my PhD, I had taken a class in career development from a professor named Dr. Sabikas. And if anyone has heard of Dr. Sabikas and know his genius in career development, then you know how wonderful this man is. So when you talk about my degree certification from Thomas Edison, I knew that I was so impressed with the whole process and psychology behind career development that it forced me to learn more. Because even with a PhD in a specialization in career development, I yearned for more knowledge. So that is what piqued my interest in obtaining a certification from Thomas Edison for a career coaching. And even to this day, I have to tell you, Gary, I have reached out to someone else thinking about getting another certification, because when we think about continuing education and being learning agile, you always want to learn more. And learning is stagnant. It's a constantly flowing process. So I'm hungry for knowing what is current in career development and helping my clients, helping different organizations. And what else can I do to be the best version of myself as a certified career coach to help people to transition to that next job? To when they're being outlaced from a particular job, how can they land a new opportunity? Whatever it is, I want to be best prepared to serve them, to help them, to meet those challenges, however they may come.
That's right. Listeners, our guest tonight is Dr. Crystal Green Brown. She started off and she was sharing what her aspirations were. She got her first taste with some grade school children, and from there, with the quest of knowledge and the desire, began to grow herself, obtaining those diverse degrees, certifications, all for a purpose, not only to help herself, but to help others like you and me. Now we want to take a look at your sojourn to becoming a speaker, certified spiritual life coach, and number one best-selling author. When did you come to know Jesus Christ and why?
Oh, Gary, that's a good question. I can tell you, a little girl, that, your parents and your grandparents always take you to church, and they expect you to sit there and absorb everything that's going on, to listen to the preacher and just take in the word. So I have to say, I was born and raised in a church. I went to church every day. I went to Bible school. But it wasn't until I feel as though I experienced my first miracle, and that was during undergraduate school. It was a small miracle in high school, but when I think about my a true miracle, and this was a near death experience. I was an undergraduate student at Bowling Green. I was actually driving home. And I almost died. I was in a car accident. And I don't want to go into a lot of the details, but when people say that your life flashes before you, it did. There were scenes of my life that passed in front of me. And I can remember praying quickly and accepting the inevitable. I mean, I was in my early 20s, but I knew that my faith was coming to an end. I had other plans for me. And obviously, I did not die. I don't want to share all of the story, but just the fact that he decided to spare my life at that moment.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and when I think back to the whole experience, then, I mean, I can literally live every moment, and that was over 30 years ago. It makes me appreciate how much God picked me out and saved me and spared me. So So that's one incident. And there's this one other incident I want to talk about. And this actually happened just 4 years ago. So April. It was November 16th when I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I've never been a Holy Spirit before. I mean, never. So I've had little inklings of the Holy Spirit. But this particular time, the Holy Spirit completely consumed me. And, I spoke in tongues. I know a lot of people don't believe in that, but it happened to me. And I remember just telling God how much I wanted him to use me. And I kept repeating that over and over. And I don't know what I spoke in tongues, but what I said verbally and what I could understand, I just remember asking him over and over again, just use me. I'm here to be your servant, Lord. And I know that he heard me, and I know that he's using me, and he has used me to help so many people. And I hope that he continues to use me in every sense of the word. And I was in church when that happened. And I don't remember the full experience, but I do remember how it impacted those that were around me. And, gosh, Gary, I'm getting chills thinking about it, just reliving that moment and also reliving the moment where I almost died like 30 years ago. So when you ask me about God and just knowing how he came into my life, you know, those are the moments that I think about, because that's how I know that Jesus is real.
That's right. And that's why it's important, you know, as you continue your sojourn, God will always continue to remind you where you've come from and where you are. And oftentimes, as you know, you may not know where you're headed, but as long as you know you're in his hands, that's all that counts. And that's equivalent to the individuals that God is blessing to come into your life that may be clients or students that they have an opportunity to hear from you and see it in shoe leather, and so therefore put their trust in your knowledge and take it in for themselves so that they would know which way they should go while they're down here on earth. God continued his hand of favor on you. Why did you form Ask Dr. Chris, the Spiritual Life Coach and Speaker, LLC, and what is your company's aims and goals? Four-fold question.
So
I know, but you can handle it, Doctor.
Yes. So, Chris, actually, the brand originated Dr. Chris, the Dream Job Doctor. That was the original brand. And since then, the brand has just expanded. So my primary goal was just to help people with their job needs, their career needs, whatever that looked like. But that started in 2010. And I knew I wanted more than just to be a college professor, because at the time I was still at the Art Institute. And I really liked what I did at Institute, teaching classes and marketing classes and research classes, but I wasn't being completely fulfilled. I knew that I wanted more, and that career development piece is what I was lacking. So that was the primary goal of starting Ask Dr. Chris. So initially, again, it was all about helping people to identify their career niche using the career identification model that I created. And then from there, it expanded. So I started helping dissertation students complete their dissertation or thesis. I also started helping organizations find talent So in a previous life, I used to be a recruiter. So I also started helping organizations with placement and recruiting talent. There was a nonprofit that helped me to ask me to create a curriculum for them. So I started doing curriculum development. So it kind of expanded. And then I was asked to do several speaking engagements. So the Dr. Chris, the dream job doctor expanded to Ask Dr. Chris, the dream life doctor, where I started doing health and nutrition. I received a certification as a health and wellness coach. And then now it is Ask Dr. Chris, the spiritual life doctor, because the whole idea of my spirituality means so much to me. I really want to incorporate it into everything that I do. So all of the books that I write have spirituality entwined in them. And so the presence of God, making sure that I pray before I write anything and make sure that the Holy Spirit guides me as I write them, making sure that God and Holy Spirit guides me as I conduct. Whenever I'm helping a client, that I'm guided. So that is not me that is sharing this information with everyone. It is truly the hand of God that has been placed on me, that is using me to be service for myself. Gosh, I hope I answered all of your questions.
You did. And your company's aims and goals.
My aims and goals is to continue learning and growing. So I think I mentioned a little while ago, I am seriously contemplating continuing with my education. As a matter of fact, I reached out to someone just at the end of last week. I plan to follow up with her. But I know that in order for me to be on top of my game, I need to continue with education. So I want to be the best version of Dr. Chris, so that I can make sure I serve all of my clients, all of the organizations and the nonprofits, all of the students, everyone to the best of their ability. So it's not just about adding more credentials after my name. It's being the best informed that I can be so that I can serve each and every one of you the best of my ability.
That's right. How do you, without giving up trade secrets, how do you empower organizations, coaches, clients, and students to live the life that connects with their purpose and passion?
Well, when it comes to clients and students, I firmly believe that everyone has a purpose in life. As a matter of fact, I can recall the moment that I asked God to show me a scripture in the Bible that directly connects to that. And he showed me a scripture. I'm not going to share the scripture at this time because that's the foundation of my next book, which should have been released by now. And I apologize to your audience because my career book should have been my first book, but I guess it's going to end up being third. But anyway.
And you'll be back on to talk about it.
Okay, I promise I will. But I know that everyone has a purpose in life. I know that everyone has a purpose because each gifted uniquely. We all have divine spiritual gifts. We have interests and skills that are different than everyone else. So when you combine all these spiritual gifts, interests, and abilities, they create this sum that is uniquely different from everyone else, which creates a purpose, a goal. And that does not necessarily have to equate to a career, but when we think about having meaningness in our career and, or our purpose, or being called to do something in particular, more often than not, it is in our employment. So in terms of clients and students, that's how I help. In terms of organizations, every organization has a particular culture. So I make sure that I help cultures to find that reflect their culture so that they fit their culture. And it can be a tedious process, but you want to make sure that you have people in your organization that work well together, that collaborate well together, that everyone is a seamless team. On the side of that, there are organizations, especially now during COVID, that are unfortunately laying off, are receiving a reduction in the workforce, so they're outplace needs. So I'm here to help to transition some of those employees so that they can find more suitable positions, find positions that so that they can use the transferable skills that they have received in the position that they currently have, and they can transition those skills into a new position that might be maybe a better fit for them, but certainly it's an opportunity for them to lose the income during that transition.
Why do you say
clients,
that?
Whether it's students.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, be a solution for everyone.
Why do you say that your mission is to empower you to transform your mind, body, and spirit, move beyond your frustrations, and live the life that God has planned for you?
Because our mind, our body, and our spirit is all connected. And when I think about how God has specifically planned something for each one of us, I think about Jeremiah 29:11. It's funny because just yesterday I was chatting back and forth with someone on Instagram who also uses that scripture for their inspiration. Jeremiah 29:11 shares with us that God has a specific plan for each one of us, and his plan is to encourage us and give us hope, hope for a future. And in order for us to have hope for a future, we need to constantly stay encouraged. So when we think about our mind, we have to have a positive mindset. We have to know that we can't feel defeated. We can't feel discouraged. Our spirit has to be guided through positive, encouraging motivations. So I like to use affirmations, mantras, motivational statements that kind of motivate me to get me through the day. I don't know if everyone truly recognizes how much God is a deliverer for us through these difficult times, but he has been so instrumental in helping me, and I try to encourage my clients through understanding that if we can just lean a little bit more heavily on him and use him as an encouragement, then we can get through anything. We won't be defeated.
That's right. Dr. Brown, what services does your company offer?
Gosh, so my company offers quite a bit of services. Initially, Ask Dr. Chris was all about career development, career transitioning. But as I mentioned, as the brand started growing so did my services. So now I offer coaching for dissertation and thesis writing. So anyone that's in the midst of trying to get through a dissertation or a thesis, I'm here to help. And both of those are very challenging. I can remember how I struggled with both. So I'm here as an advocate and also just to help you to work through the challenges. When you think about small business management, just getting your business off of the ground, what steps you need to take in order to get a business up and running, I'm here to help with that. I mentioned curriculum development. There was a nonprofit that I helped to create a curriculum for her organization. Let's see, what else? Oh, social media marketing. So I teach marketing courses, but my area of expertise is probably social media. I'm a subject matter expert when it comes to integrated marketing communications, consumer behavior, and a lot of people don't really know how social media can make a huge impact on your business. I'm here to tell you it can. So I like the fact that social media can easily be cost effective and also reach a huge target market. So I like to help my clients with that. And I think I've already mentioned outsourcing services, but there really isn't too much that Dr. Chris does not do. I like to refer to Ask Dr. Chris as a full service consulting agency. You can actually go to my website, drchris.com, for the full list of all of the services that my offer.
All right. Crystal, before we head toward your books, you're also working with LIM College in the New York area. What is your role, and how are you helping the students?
So at LIM, I teach in two different departments. I am the marketing professor, and I also teach in CIS, which is Career Internship Services. So I teach online, obviously, because I live in North Carolina and LIM is in New York. But I assist students primarily understanding the benefits of marketing in the marketing department. And for CIS, we go through the whole gamut of understanding how to identify a dream job and landing their dream job. So as far as career exploration, let's see, career assessment, negotiating a salary. Networking is huge. We really push the whole idea of LinkedIn. This week, we are going through mock interviewing. So students are, and this is really key because we are in COVID. So how can you set up your environment to conduct a very personal and professional interview in the comforts of your own home, but come across very professionally? So thinking about the lighting in your room, how you can pace yourself as far as the questions and the tone. So interviewing skills and your communication skills are really important. So again, with CIS, it's the whole gamut from beginning of the end of how you can land your dream job.
Here we are, finally with books that you have co-authored. Dr. Chris, why did you write How to Be a Schoolgirl Skinny, Spirit of the Poet, and Miracles?
So how did a schoolgirl skinny initially came out of the career book that I was writing, as I mentioned, I still have not published it yet. And How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny was going to be one chapter. Well, that one chapter ended up being three chapters, and then it turned into an entire book. But what inspired me was my mother and my sister. And then when I think about the history of my family, and then of most African-American families when it comes to high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you know, just in general, some of the health struggles that we as African-Americans or people of color are faced with. So, and I think that is what initially expanded the entire book. Because as I've mentioned, it was one chapter that expanded to three, and then it was the entire book. And from there, and that's what motivated me to end up earning a certification as a certified health and nutrition coach. But the book came out of my concern for my mom. She ended up passing from complications to diabetes. And I learned quite a bit about how diabetes can actually be reversed. I, too, have had pre-diabetes. I'm thankful that I have not had diabetes, but there are things that we can do if we catch it to reverse diabetes. So the book shares with you some insight into what are some of the things that you need to do on a permanent basis, because it's a lifestyle change. It is not a diet book. It is a lifestyle change. These are things that you need to put into your lifestyle on a permanent basis and work with daily to make sure that, you know, diabetes is not a death sentence for you, that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease is not a death sentence. And it's really sad that people of color are impacted by these conditions more so than anyone, you know, than any other race or ethnic group. So yeah, unfortunately that was the inspiration behind How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny. The other books that you mentioned were actually, I was a co-author. So I worked with a spiritual group, Writers in the Spirit, on the book Miracles. I'm actually looking at the books now. Spirit Poets, and we co-authored one other book. Mosaic Cross was our very first book. So I co-authored a few chapters in each book. One of the books, I believe it was Miracles, was the very last one, and that is the book where I outlined in detail my near-death experience. So for those of you who are interested in learning a little bit more, because I didn't hear the entire story, it was very traumatic for me. Like I said, that was 30 years ago. I was in my 20s. I didn't want to share all of those details on the air today. But for those of you who are interested in reading a little bit more, I did share those details in that particular book. It's called Miracles. And then the other book I want to talk about is Spirit of the Poet. I mentioned earlier that I was a music major when I was at the University of Akron. And two of the songs that I wrote, the lyrics are in that particular book. So, and all of these books are available on Amazon.com. My books are available on my website, Ask Dr. Chris.
All right. But before we go to your number one best-selling book, I want to go back to something you were saying, which is important. And I hope, especially for our community, irrespective of where we live at. whether it's during the time of COVID or when we are out of it, you know, it's important to read, because what Dr. Chris is talking about and what she's been talking about is knowledge and understanding the knowledge so that it can be applicable to and for your life, because your life is valuable to someone apart from yourself. But you also want to make sure that with that knowledge that you are sharing it with others who may not know, because ultimately it could save your life. Dr. Chris, you're also a number one best-selling author of the book Visual Prayer, How to Create a Spiritual Vision Board. What did this book entail?
So Visual Prayer came out of workshops that I used to conduct for the Charlotte Job Helps group. I'm not even sure if that organization is still around, but I used to be a speaker for Charlotte Job Help. And when I was asked to be a speaker, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to share with the people in the audience how you can manifest your dream job. And I thought there's no better way to do that than to create a vision board. So it just happened to turn out that my presentations was conducted in the church. So I thought, well, since they're going to be conducted in a church, then it would be okay for me to be able to talk about God. So I took that liberty. Anyways, I used the history of my experience with vision boards. And my history is that my very first vision board did not work. And I had to recall why it did not work. Well, it didn't work because, as a Christian, God reminded me that there were certain aspects with the vision board process that were sacred. And number one, ask, believe, receive is a scripture that we know comes from the Bible. And when we think about write it down, make it plain, that is another scripture that we know comes from the Bible. And I had to honor that. So my second attempt at a vision board, I decided to call it a spiritual vision board. And when I spoke over it, I spoke over the scriptures, you know, acknowledging that they were sacred. And that's when things began to turn around. So the very first thing that I asked God for, because, you know, at that time I was in my 40s and I was single and I was miserable, I asked God for a husband. And it was 3 months after that I met my now husband, and we've been together ever since. So those were the things that I shared during my presentation. And from that time until this, I've been sharing my journey about how spiritual vision boards are very similar to vision boards. The difference is you need to acknowledge God. You need to acknowledge Habakkuk 2:2, write your vision, make it plain. You need to acknowledge Matthew 21:22, act, believe, receive. You need to speak over your vision board. I'm looking at my vision board right now as I'm sharing all of this with you. And as I wrote the book, I literally just took my presentation notes and expanded on it. And I asked God to guide me through the process. And the day that the book was released, within, gosh, I think it was 6 to 8 hours after it was released, it became a number one bestseller. And gosh, I'm getting chills as I say that. But, and ever since then, Amazon has sent me a check without fail. Thank you, God. Thank you, Amazon.
That's right. Praise God. That's right.
Praise God, because the book speaks volumes. And I know that the spiritual vision board process works because it is sacred. You know, you're talking about scripture, and God's word does not return void. I mean, when you speak promises, when you know the Bible, and when you speak the promises that God has shared with you from the Bible, and then you place it on a board, and then you use that board as a reminder, and you're repeating those affirmations, you're repeating those mantras, and you're looking at those visual images that are a reminder of the promises that God wants to bless you with, those visions will come true. One of the last visions or blessings that God has blessed my husband and I with is our dream home. So we literally jotted down all of the things that we wanted in a dream home, and he blessed us with everything and then some. So I know that spiritual vision boards work. I know that they work. I'm here to help you. You can reach out to me and ask me any question. You can go through the book. I am releasing another course. I've already had a couple of online courses, but I'm hoping to release another course next month. So in 2021, because 2020 has been a challenging year,
That's right.
But I really want to be able to help as many people as I can to receive their visions, to receive their goals, to receive their blessings through the spiritual vision board process. So I will share a link with Gary so that for anyone who is interested in signing up for my spiritual vision board course will be able to do so. Of course, at a reduced price if you come through the link through Gary.
So. All right. Hey, and listeners, please take Dr. Brown up on her offer. It benefits you. How can listeners purchase your books, contact you for speeches, and your company services?
So my website is askdrchris.com, and on my website there's a shop page where you can purchase all of my books. You can contact me for any speaking engagements, any services that you are interested in. Now, at this moment, I have not created a link yet for the course that will be offered in January. But it is coming, trust me, it is coming. But Ask Dr. Chris is my, AskDrChris.com is my website, and all of my social media is Ask Dr. Chris. That's AskDrChris. AskDrChris. So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. I will say on LinkedIn, it is more professional. So is Dr. Crystal Green Brown.
Crystal, grade school teacher, assistant professor, professor, speaker, and best-selling number one author of a best-selling book, Dr. Brown. As you look back through school, work, and now, what has been challenging to and for your faith?
Oh, I would say this particular time has probably been the most challenging for not just me, but for everyone. Specifically, not being able to go to church. I enjoy church on Sundays, watching TV, But it's a lot different. I miss the community of being around people, being with people. I mean, even when I instruct, I'm an online professor. So I miss my students. You know, I miss the community of being around people, of being around family, being around friends. This has been a challenging time. And as I keep saying, this is challenging, I also know and I believe deeply in my soul that this is also a time of opportunity. And we have to keep thinking that. And let me say, I don't minimize anything that has happened this year, because our family has experienced loss as far as financially and personally. We've lost family members. So the whole gamut of the situations, I understand what everyone is going through, and I empathize with each and every one of you because I have experienced it too. But I also believe in my core that God is, he has not created this, but this is an opportunity for us to slow down, reflect, and look at what we can do different and how we can use opportunity to make changes in our life for the better. So what can we do now so that in 2021, and it won't be instantly or immediate in 2021, but in 2021, there will be an opportunity for things to come back around to normal, a new normal. And how will that look to you? And what have you put in place now so that things will be different for you then?
All right. Listeners, there have been many, many individuals that Dr. Chris has helped. Dr. Green Brown provided valuable feedback that will guide me in my education pursuit and career. Thank you. Nick Davison, program specialist and former chief U.S. Navy. Creating a career dream board through the spiritual vision board process was helpful to me because I could physically see and touch the aspects of my life I wanted to happen. Having a career dream board, spiritual vision board, put into perspective what my dreams and aspirations are and where I see myself achieving them. It let me dig deep inside into my desires and fears and create a vision of what I wanted my life to be. It put things into a positive perspective, and I believe my life has changed because of this. Thanks, Dr. Green Brown, for this experience. Sierra D., former student. I am now able to have major life events I want for myself in a visual display. I am now motivated and inspired to create the life I know I deserve. Thank you, Dr. Green Brown. Brielle C., former student. I had so much fun learning about myself and where I stand in the fashion industry. Thank you, Dr. Green Brown, for your valuable lesson. Allison W., former student. Listeners, again, many, many other students have shared the same. Dr. Crystal Green Brown, thank you for coming on Challenges of Faith radio program and sharing your powerful sojourn. May our loving God continue to use you for his glory and others' upbuilding.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the invitation and being able to share my story with your listeners today.
Again, it's an honor having you on. Listeners, please hear this interview. Those of you who have not tuned in as yet, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Anchor FM, Spotify, and many more. Get the knowledge, understand the knowledge, apply the knowledge, and while doing so, reach out to Dr. Chris. All the information will be on the episode notes. It's important for your life and those surrounding you. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for tuning in to Challenges of Faith radio program.